behind you, ripping every f***ing thing you do.
Thanks.
I'll tell you one f***ing thing. I hope we get f***ing hotter than shit just to stuff it up them 3,000 f***ing people that show up every f***ing day.
That was Chicago Cub manager Lee Elia one time complaining about lack of support by fans.
Get to the point, will you, Jim?
Well, the latest Lee Elia is Pittsburgh manager Jim Leland, who is bugged by the small crowds the Pirates are drawing. They got only 24,000 for a key Sunday game of the Reds, about half of what they later drew in Cincinnati.
Talk about chicken shit.
In fact, though, Pittsburgh seems headed for another divisional title. Their crowd projection is only 1.66 million, down from over 2 million a year ago.
Talk about chicken shit.
But when he pops off about the fans, at least Jim Leland doesn't have to worry about getting fired, like Lee Elia. Elia lasted less than 4 months, after his bad-mouthing of Chicago Cub fans.
All these so-called f***ing fans that come out here and say they're Cub fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every f***ing thing you do. I'll tell you one f***ing thing. I hope we get f***ing hotter than shit just to stuff it up them 3,000 f***ing people that show up every f***ing day.
Ah, blow it out.
How do you do? I'm Jim.
And when I get out there, I'll mess around for some time. Okay.
Now Lasorda is walking to the mound.
He can't get them f***ing left-handers out for so f***ing mighty.
Jackson gets jammed on a f***ing ball.
You're good, Tommy.
I don't give a s*** if you feel good. There's four motherf***ing hits up there.
Hit the opposite way.
I don't give a
f***. Tommy, you got a left-hander here, I strike this motherf***er.
Give a s***, Dougie. Well, I may be wrong, but that's my damn job. I'll make the f***ing decisions here. I'll make the f***ing decisions here, okay?
Second baseman Davey Lopes will come into the conversation.
Looks like there were three runs on the f***ing board yesterday.
I don't give a f***.
Hey, Tommy, don't give me any f***ing.
I'll make the f***ing decisions. Keep your f***ing mouth shut. I told you.
You look bad up here, man. Just back off the mound. You want to talk about it? Talk about it.
You talk about it in my f***ing office.
And I wouldn't say
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, talk about it inside. This is not the place you're talking about. Okay? That's all I'm trying to say.
It's great for you to be standing out here talking to me like that.
I don't give a shit, Doug. I'm the manager of the team.
I got to make the decisions. And I'll make them to the best of my ability. It may be the wrong decision, but I'll make it. Don't worry about it. I'll make the decisions. I gave you a chance to walk out of here. I can't around. We're down 2-1. If it was yesterday, it's a different story. I don't give a shit. You got three left-hand hitters, and they all got f***ing hits on you. Rivers, Jackson, and the f***ing other guy.
Hey, what?
Well, the other guy was Yankee first baseman Chris Chambliss, but Lasorda was too mad to remember his name.
Shut the
f*** up! Headline, Barcelona, Spain. Quiz time. Salesman, why Paul's commercials hadn't been on KPC's Jim Healy show lately, the salesman said. Dozens of customers have asked me that, but we'll be returning soon. Change in advertising management.
You got a problem with that?
No, but I'll be surprised if Paul ever comes back.
Hey, what?
Well, it's because of the tag. Paul, you know, always says, I am the king. And the tag always says,
ah, blow it out.
I wouldn't come back either.
Right.
Dateline, Los Angeles. I don't believe Dodger pitcher Bobby Ojeda agrees with Lasorda when he says
baseball is fun right now.
I just think that's bullshit.
Okay.
Headline, Philadelphia, final follow-up. Biggest hit was the dessert assortment. Yellow cake, green cake, thick, gooey chocolate cake, fresh strawberries with white or dark chocolate sauce, and finally a do-it-yourself ice cream sundae bar.
Ah, blow it out.
Now listen to the tag. He talks to oinkers.
Ah, blow it out.
Headline, San Diego. Very final. Mr. Known only as Walter, ever loyal to his beloved California Angels as they open the second half of the season tonight. Like the Dodgers, the Angels are in the cellar, but Walter's loyalty never wavers.
We, Hawaii, we like the California Angels, Geniestry Cowboys. We will pick them to win.
Speak.
Okay.
Headline, Honolulu. Follow-up flashback. People often ask the origin of that air check of Walter, a Hawaiian sportscaster. Well, needless to say, it goes back quite a few years, almost 13, in fact. Walter opened his morning sportscast by saying...
Hi, sports fans. This is Walter, and in the local sports news, Doug Reeder was named as the new Hawaii Islander baseball manager. He succeeds, that is Dick Phillips, who was relieved of his duties. Phillips, he had some in and outs with this guy, Clarence Philpotts, and that's the guy that they should fire instead of Dick Phillips. Reeder, although a good baseball player, we don't know what he's going to do with Hawaii Islander baseball team. And remember, Phillips, the only way the crowd was going inside at Aloha Stadium was because Dick Phillips was a popular manager, and, you know, he could get along with the players and the crowd.
That is
otherwise,
so much crap.
Nobody would go to Aloha Stadium.
That is so much crap.
In the first of the playoffs, it was the Pittsburgh Pirates winning over the Cincinnati Reds with Willie Stargell's extra inning home run. The Cincinnati Reds, a little bit hard luck because they took out Tom Seaver. Seaver was pitching good, strong 8 innings of pitching. They continue play today. And over in the American League, it'll be the Baltimore Orioles taking on the California Angels. We in Hawaii, we like the California Angels, Geniestry Cowboys. We will pick them to win. In the boxing scene, it was Larry Holmes winning his heavyweight boxing championship. And the thought is now, will Larry Holmes fight either John Tate or this guy from Africa, Kutsi? Well, I'm looking for John Tate to be the next complete everything. He'll be the heavyweight boxing champion of the world. Again, this is Walter with the local sports scene.
I just think that's bullshit.
Hey, line four, and the Dodger manager got a little snippy about
it. That's not for me to discuss. I don't discuss my problems with other people because I found out that 80% of the people I tell my problems to, they don't give a shit. And the other 20% are happy that I got the problem. Which percentage are you, sir?
Ah, blow it out.
Okay. Headline, Los Angeles. Follow-up, Tom Lasorda, Jims. All the speculation about the Dodgers trying to turn it around in the second half recalls the year Tom Lasorda blew up in a story in the L.A. Times, which questioned how hard the Dodgers were trying in the second part of the season.
If anybody got any f***ing brains at all, if anybody's got any f***ing idea of watching a baseball game, if anybody's got any idea of following the f***ing ball club, if they can't see that this f***ing team is busting their f***ing ass, look at this f***ing kid and ask him how the f*** he feels. He'll tell you how the f*** he feels about whether we want to f***ing win or not. Ask him how he feels. He feels f***ing horseshit because he hasn't been successful. A f***ing guy has the audacity to put that in the f***ing paper. That's horseshit. Tired of answering that question, really tired. I mean, I'm nothing against it, but nothing against that. But the fact is that, I mean, geez, if you can't see me walking out of here 2 hours, 3 hours after the motherfucking game, and I can't sleep with my fucking head hanging down, I don't give a fuck. Well, then what the fuck do I act like when I do give a fuck?
Calabunga, dude. Headline, Hartford, Connecticut. Back surgery to Mokwa.
Mokwa could hit water if he fell out of a f***ing boat.
And the one about Steve Garvey.
Garvey needed a f***ing oar to hit the f***ing ball. I tell you, he'd have made a f***ing great f***ing cricket player. Hitting him on one f***ing
ball. Headlines.
A bunch of liberals. Well, broadcast engineer Mike Maimone one day had a tape recorder.
Because number one Mitsubishi store, freeway close at 500 North Harbor, La Habra.
I am the king.
He said,
ah, blow it out.
He used to come in a limo. Well, he was terrible. He couldn't play nothing. The reason we let him play is he had balls.
Say what?
He could run a little bit, but boy, he could hit nothing. And as long as he brought the balls, he got to play. If he stopped bringing the balls, he wouldn't have played.
Say what?
The reason we let him play is he had balls.
Say what?
The reason we let him play is he had balls.
Say what?
The reason we let him play is he had balls.
Jim Healy, your show is really gross.
Hey, Oh, shut up. She is a lovely lady, and my apologies to her.
Oh, shut up.
I'm Jim Healy on KMPC Los Angeles and the Golden West Radio Network, brought to you by Budweiser, the King of Beers, Comp USA, the Southern California Chevrolet Dealers, and the New York Stock Exchange.
And I'm Bob Rowe, along with Jim Healy, and Jim's highlights of the week beginning with Monday.
It's been quite a week for the Hog State, Arkansas.
Say what?
Well, Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton was elected president, of course.
Right.
And how about the two guys who run the number one team in pro football? The 8-1 Dallas Cowboys. Weren't owner Jerry Jones and coach Jimmy Johnson football teammates at University of Arkansas?
Yeah.
Ah, blow it out.
Headline, Chicago. Mr. Blowtop update. Good thing this didn't happen after Mike Ditka's Chicago Bears, 9-point favorites, blew an overtime game in Cincinnati last night to fall to 4-5, an overtime game to Cincinnati last night, I should say. Actually, it was before the game when Ditka appeared on a TV show and a caller ripped him for his sideline behavior.
Why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old, and I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air. You tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass. You got that, big boy? It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son. Let's get your face out in public and let's live where people have to see you every day, and we'll see who the gutless wonder is.
Oh, shut up.
Headline, Chicago. TV faux pas continued. During last night's Bears-Cincinnati telecast at halftime, in fact, ESPN picked an odd time to run a promo for the Giant Redskin telecast, which was played one full week before.
Oh, goof. I've got to know.
Headline, Sunset Strip, finale ESPN Goose. Another guy named Patrick, first name Dan, used the cutesy-cutesy term for the Miami Dolphins last night, called them fish.
Say what?
Yes, dolphins, repeating one more time, are warm-blooded mammals. Dolphins are not fish. D.P.
Wow. What a nerd.
Headline, Sunset Strip, incoming faxes. Correspondent Paul Napolitano says, you often remark that bad teams lose close games. Is that how you'd label the L.A. Clippers after the two come from ahead weekend losses to the L.A. Lakers and Charles Barkley's Phoenix Suns?
Bad team, man. Bad team.
Headline, Los Angeles, tonight's hottest TV charge. From listener Paul Ann, who says irately, forget about Howard Stern. Authorities ought to go after Sports Channel Cable TV Los Angeles. During the Clipper-Phoenix game on Channel 13 Saturday night, a commercial was run urging viewers to subscribe to 35 Clipper telecast on Sports Channel. This was two full days after L.A. Sports Channel announced it was folding.
You talk about chicken shit.
Actually, playing the spot could have been a goof on Channel 13's part, or maybe it wasn't Channel 13's fault.
Right.
Headline, New York City sound-alike department. We've mentioned before coach TV commentator Bill Parcells is an amazing sound-alike for L.A. Dodger manager Tom Lasorda.
Right. Get to the point, will you?
Okay, here is Parcells talking about the retirement of his former star, Lawrence Taylor.
I would have to say without question that Lawrence Taylor is by far the greatest player that I ever coached. And I think when you measure greatness, I think it has to be measured in a player's ability to inspire others.
Bill Parcells there. Now, Tom Lasorda's opinion of being called a sound-alike.
What the f*** you think is my opinion of it? I think it was
Headline, Los Angeles, TV's harshest critique. From listener Jack Ann, who says, I heard one of the worst boxing announcers in history on Prime Tickets telecast Friday night. About the main event winner, he said, This young man has his future in front of him.
Say what?
Well, that's opposed to his future being behind him, you understand?
Calabunga, dude!
Continuing to quote, surrounding this statement was some of the least informative commentary I've ever heard on a boxing telecast.
Oh, mercy, nurse!
Fate Line, Los Angeles, afterthought, folding of TV Sports Channel Los Angeles, the pay cable outfit's first program director. Its first program director had one of the great names in broadcast history. Rocky Flinterman.
Calabunga, dude!
Dateline, Los Angeles, say what department? Recent item in the highlights column on Sports Page 1, quote, the NBA has traveled light years from the 1960s when Wilt Chamberlain called it a Bush League. As it prepares to open the 1992-93 season, the league is enjoying a popularity that is pursuing baseball as America's favorite sport.
Hey, what?
Yes, where does that leave the NFL? Where does that leave pro football? Can't anybody read television ratings?
Ah, blow it out.
Speaking.
Okay.
Dateline, Sunset Strip, fast afterthought. Of course, Wilt Chamberlain probably not only would tell you pro basketball currently is number one, that it is number one, but that he could still be starting in the league.
I don't say that in any way of being braggiocious.
Say what?
Well, Wilt isn't saying that to be braggiocious.
I don't say that in any way of being braggiocious.
Say what?
He's not being braggiocious.
I don't say that in any way of being braggiocious.
Blow it out.
That was Monday. Coming up, Jim and his highlights from Tuesday. But first, as you know, big fight in Las Vegas tonight. Evander Holyfield defending his title against Riddick Bowe. The fight is scheduled to start somewhere around 8 p.m. Both fighters are unbeaten. And as you know, Jim Lampley, Joe McDonald, and Doug Krikorian have all been doing their shows from Vegas the past 2 days here on Sports Radio 710 KMPC. They've been doing their shows from Las Vegas. Pro basketball on KMPC tonight. The Clippers and Lakers at the Forum. Our broadcast coverage begins at 6:30 with the NBA tonight and Ralph Lawler. Lakers won an overtime battle in their only other meeting with the Clippers this season. That took place on opening night. Now here's Jim Healy and his highlights from Tuesday.
Well, ABC pulled still another Monday Night Football turkey out of the hat last night. San Francisco 41, Atlanta 3.
Get to the point, will you?
Well, it's been ABC's story all season long.
Right.
Either the game is a turkey attraction going in, or it turns out to be a one-sided rout. Either way, it's spelled T-U-R-K-E-Y.
Oh, goof. I've got to know.
Almost makes you long for the old days when ABC had a strong game virtually every Monday night.
Right.
Of course, the trade-off was having to put up with that obnoxious clown in the booth who used to chortle after every big play. It could only happen on Monday Night Football. Dateline, Los Angeles, freebie time. Highlights column on Sports Page 1 Saturday previewed Santa Anita's next day feature race, the $400 yellow ribbon.
Say what?
Yes, it was the $400,000, not $400, but who's counting?
Ah, blow it out.
Okay.
Dateline, Arcadia Goofs continue.
The flag is up.
During the Channel 56 on-camera TV opening to last night's final telecast of the Oak Tree at Santa Anita race meeting, announcer Trevor Denman said the meeting was very successful with, quote, daily average attendance in excess of 30,000 out at Oak Tree.
That is so much crap.
Yes, crowds averaged only a little over 15,000 out at Oak Tree. It was 30,000 counting all the off-track betting locations. You talk about shifty reporting.
You talk about chicken shit.
Headline, Los Angeles, television results. Despite a horseshoe football game, ABC's 49er Atlanta telecast got an okay 18.2, a good 18.2 rating, and 27 share in Greater Los Angeles last night to be number one on the night. Finishing second with a 16.5-24 was Murphy Brown.
She is a lovely lady, and my apologies to her.
Okay.
Dateline, Los Angeles, TV finale. It was not one of the leaders, but Channel 5 showed the original Rocky movie last night. Got a 5.2 rating and 8 share. Sportscaster Silvertip Stu had a small part, but they didn't let him show off his real talent, eating.
Jim Healy, that's your lowest shot ever.
Dateline Pasadena, in case you missed it. The big SC-UCLA game a week from Saturday in the Rose Bowl won't kick off at 12:30 p.m. as scheduled. They've moved it back to 4:30 p.m. near dark to pick up a buck from ESPN television.
He's talking about chicken shit.
Steak.
Okay.
Dateline Dallas. Attention, L.A. Ram fans. Sunday's game in Dallas will not begin at 10 a.m. L.A. time as scheduled. It's been shoved back to 1 p.m., obviously to get better television exposure for the 8-1 Cowboys.
Right.
So again, the television tail wags the dog. Dateline, New York City TV rundown. Final part of TV's Frank Sinatra movie goes head-on with the Rockets' Red Glare Lady tonight at 9 p.m. In fact, the Sinatra show hits another hot half hour, which follows Roseanne, the show's coach. They gave sportscaster Al Michaels, the Dorkster's idol, a part in tonight's show.
Who goofed? I've got to know.
Headline, Los Angeles, week's number one embarrassment by the TV announcer at Friday night's L.A. Clipper, L.A. Laker opener in the sports arena. He also moonlights as a sportscaster on Channel 2.
Get to the point, will you, Jim?
Okay, and introducing the Laker players individually, he called out Sean Higgins' name. No Sean Higgins. He wasn't with the Lakers. He'd been cut.
Cowabunga, dude.
Who goofed? I've
My lips
know.
Are sealed, but his initials are R-M-R-M.
Okay.
Dateline, Los Angeles. Ladies, horse-picking report.
Like heaven. All little girls.
The female racing selector and the world champion was challenged by a sportscaster during the just-concluded meeting at Santa Anita. He wound up losing $871.
Say what?
Now, wait a minute. That's the good news. She lost $1,998.
She is a lovely lady, and my apologies to her.
Why don't you give her the money back, too, Victor?
Say what?
Oh, never mind. I was kidding, Victor.
Right.
Dateline, Cincinnati. Afterthought, Chris Collinsworth. He is the ex-Cincinnati Bengal wide receiver and a very good one, too. Could be Collinsworth. Caught too many passes over the middle.
Cowabunga, dude!
Say what?
Well, in other words, Collinsworth might have taken some savage hits like L.A. Ram quarterback Pat Hayden did one day in the L.A. Coliseum when KMPC color man Don Drysdale put his binoculars on the field and told co-announcer Dick Enberg...
The Rams might be lucky. He might have just got maybe just a little bit of a severe head... injury, or maybe just kind of knocked his eyeballs a little goofy a little bit.
Say what?
The Rams might be lucky. He might have just got maybe just a little bit of a severe head injury, or maybe just kind of knocked his eyeballs a little goofy a little bit.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Okay.
Okay.
Dateline, Las Vegas, trivia. I don't know why that breaks me up, and don't do it again.
The Rams might be lucky. He might have just got maybe just a little bit of a severe head injury, or maybe just kind of knocked his eyeballs a little goofy a little bit.
Dateline, Los Angeles, radio vignette. Next item concerns another, a different local sportscaster. Now, this guy's a real veteran. He's been on radio and TV in Los Angeles since Vin Scully had his first communion. Anyway, the veteran local sportscaster currently does the weekend sports flashes on a local radio news station. Hang on. Last Saturday, listener Stan R. was in his car most of the day, promised himself he'd honk his horn every time the veteran sportscaster made a goof. Stan R. got himself arrested for disturbing the peace.
Cowabunga, dude!
That was Tuesday. Jim Healy and his Wednesday highlights coming up next on Sports Radio 710 KMPC.
I'm back. I'm playing.
That was Magic Johnson at a big forum press conference this past September 29th.
I'm back. I'm playing.
Just 34 days later, however, less than 5 weeks, another big press conference was held at the forum to announce Magic would not be back. and not be playing.
Right.
Odd thing about last week's retirement number two affair was the absence of Johnson himself. Nobody ever figured out why the outgoing garrulous pro basketball great didn't show.
Right.
Get to the point, will you, Jim?
Well, something even stranger than that. Johnson was on hand for a press conference in the bowels of the L.A. Sports Arena, not even his home territory, before the Laker-Clipper season opener last Friday night. It soon became obvious he was there for a selfish reason, perhaps, to plug his new book. During Magic's remarks that night as a guest in the sports arena, he nonetheless took some shots at the facility's accommodations and PA system.
You talk about chicken sh**.
So that's apparently Magic Johnson's new game, selling his book. In fact, a heart-tugging, gut-grabbing paid commercial for it is currently running on KMPC.
Magic Johnson. Few names define success and courage the way his does. From his school days in Michigan to his triumphs in the NBA, he's been a consistent symbol of greatness. After learning that he had contracted the HIV virus, Magic announced his retirement from basketball. And so he ends an important chapter in his life and begins another. Read this incredible life story, My Life by Magic Johnson with William Novak, at booksellers now from Random House.
I'm back. I'm playing.
Gets you right here, doesn't it?
Ah, blow it out.
Dateline, Los Angeles Television Challenge Round.
Poor butterfly, neath the blossoms waiting.
That's Frank Sinatra, an American showbiz legend, a star over seven decades, from the late 30s to the early 90s.
Right.
Get to the point, will you?
Well, on television here last night, the conclusion of the Sinatra movie went head-on with a sitcom starring a dumpy, foul-mouthed woman who might be a show business secret 5 years from now.
Right.
Who won last night's TV ratings battle? That's right. Roseanne got a 22.6 rating and 31 share here to rank number one on the night. The Sinatra movie finished second with a 16.2 and 25, according to the Nielsen.
Who goofed? I've got to know.
Okay.
Dateline, Los Angeles, TV follow-up. From Roseanne's 22.6 rating, the ABC show that followed, Coach, fell off to a 15, 6, and 22 to rank number 3 on the night.
Yeah, it did.
The drop-off, despite an appearance on Coach by sportscaster Al Michaels.
Ooh, goof. I've got to know.
Dateline, Sunset Strip, more incoming faxes. Listener Bert V says he's finally figured out why he watches so much football on television. His fascination for athletes.
I love those guys.
Well, he's like Dick Vermeil, the former Philadelphia Eagle coach, when it comes to football players.
I love those guys.
Headline, Las Vegas, follow-up comment. Evander Holyfield's got a weightlifter's body, upper body, right?
Right.
Beautiful, muscular chest and shoulders, right?
Right.
Get to the point.
Point is,
you?
In all my years of calling fights on television, I have never seen one of these body-beautiful heavyweights who had a very big ticker.
Jim Healy, that's your lowest shot.
Headline, Oakland pet peeve department. Both L.A. Laker announcer Chicky Berger and sidekick Stu Lance annoying an awful lot of people with their overly informal reference to guard Sadale Threat simply as Sadale. That's all they ever call him. One fan said, first few games I heard, I thought that was Threat's last name. Sadale.
Calabunga, dude.
Headline, Oakland, more Chicky Burgers. Well, I give up. For years, I've been imploring him to give the name of the team that's leading, or even the one that's trailing, when he gives the score. But much of the time, he gives just numbers, like 57-52, the score, or 99-91. If you're watching on TV, they usually super the score, but if you're listening on radio, you're dead meat low.
Right.
Hang on. It isn't something new, not like Chicky Burger suddenly has gone to Leonard Toes.
Leonard Toes has lost it.
Headline, Sunset Strip, incoming comedy. Listener Craig C. has one-liner about sportscaster Silvertip Stew, the man who never met a meal he didn't like.
Get to the point, will you?
Okay, the listener says, how about changing his name to Sirloin Tip Stew?
I don't think that's funny.
Dateline, Philadelphia, who goofed department? Listener Alan Kay thinks that I would call it a freebie, but he would not.
Get to the point, will you, Jim?
Okay, quoting the listener. Everyone knew the Raiders were 3-5 going into last Sunday's game, yet at the very opening of NBC's telecast, while the kickoff was in the air, the play-by-play announcer said the Raiders were hoping to get to 4-4. That's two mistakes. One, they'd already played 8 games. Two, how could they get to 4-4 when they had already lost 5 games? Has NBC TV's D.E. gone the Leonard Toast route?
Leonard Toast has lost it.
Oh, goof. I've got to
blow
know.
It out.
I knew he'd say that. Dateline, Los Angeles. Good news, bad news department. Bad news is the L.A. Pro Basketball Clippers are 0-3 on the new NBA season. Good news is the Clippers lead the league in eating.
Say what?
In eating.
Get to the point, will you?
While the Clippers have two guys, Stanley Roberts and John Williams, who look like they could bankrupt every Sizzlers in Southern California. Williams is even porkier than Roberts. He's actually got rolls of fat on his neck.
Right.
Other night in the sports arena, somebody said, John Williams is only a cheeseburger away from leaving the NBA. As for Stanley Roberts, we've already reported what happened to him in a recent game. Roberts was fed the ball under the basket. He didn't know whether to shoot it or eat it.
That was Wednesday. Next up, Jim Healy and his highlights from yesterday. Then more of the McDonnell Douglas Show live from Las Vegas on Sports Radio 710 KMPC.
Your Southern California Chevrolet and Geo dealers present a message from gold medal winner Oscar De La Hoya.
Growing up in these streets, I never dreamed I'd win the gold medal. And you know what? More than my boxing ability, it was my parents who made it happen. They made me believe I could achieve whatever I wanted to, as long as I stuck with it, regardless of how tough things got. And that's the same thing I tell kids around here today. Go for your goal and reach for your dreams. Put education first and stay away from drugs and gang violence.
Your neighborhood Southern California Chevy dealers have been part of the community for over 70 years, providing the cars, trucks, and vans you've needed. As the families of Southern California have grown, your Chevy dealers have grown, and they share the beliefs of Oscar De La Hoya. They're proud the cars Oscar and his family have owned have been Chevrolets, from his dad's Monte Carlo to his brother Joel's Camaro to Oscar's new Corvette.
Remember, when you make up your mind about what you want and then stick with it, anything's possible.
Did you know that you can enjoy a wonderful fat burger almost any time, day or night?
I want a man with a fat burger in his hand.
That's the Fat Burger commercial. It airs on KMPC during LA Pro Basketball Clipper games. Fat Burger is one of the Clippers' major sponsors.
Did you know that you can enjoy a wonderful Fat Burger almost any time, day or night?
I want a man with a Fat Burger in his hand.
Get to the point, will you?
Well, isn't Fat Burger an appropriate sponsor for the only team in the NBA with its own fat farm? I mean, the Clippers have not one but two escapees from the farm, Stanley Roberts and John Williams.
Right.
That's why a caller to the Clippers pregame show on KMPC last night wondered what the hell kind of dietitian the Clippers have. Asked host Ralph Lawler what Stanley Roberts is eating.
He's eating all the right foods. They eat a lot of food, both he and John Williams, and it's all good, healthy food.
Okay.
Dateline, Los Angeles. Personal to the journalist Bill Dwyer, sports editor of the world champion LA Times sports section. You're suddenly getting very racy and suggestive in the morning briefing column, aren't you?
Say what?
Well, the lead item today is about the 20-year-old female hockey goalie who says she sometimes plays with her boyfriend. He wants to score, and she wants to stop him.
Jim Healy, your show is really disgusting.
She is a lovely lady, and my apologies to her.
Dateline, Palo Alto, follow-up radio critique. Bring back Harry Hysterical as the USC broadcaster on KNX. That's what longtime local sports authority Bob B. said.
Oh, mercy, nurse!
Continuing to quote, The sophomoric homer they've got on SC Radio now is unbelievable. His back-and-forth mood swings in the final minutes of SC's 23-9 loss to Stanford Saturday were right out of high school radio school.
Oh, mercy, nurse!
Headline, Sunset Strip. Tonight's talk in the trade. Baja Radio is trying desperately to syndicate the Tijuana Twits talk show, frantically sending out tapes and publicity promos.
Get to the point, will you, Jim?
While a list is credits, and one of the Tijuana Twits biggies was doing play-by-play on lawn bowling.
Say what?
Lawn bowling.
Calabunga, dude!
If they peddle the show, will it have a snappy 1950s radio opening like the Dorksters does?
Offsides with Dan Dierdorf.
Headline, Sunset Strip, Defense Department. For what he's about to say, correspondent Paul Napolitano swears in a fax today that he has not gone to Leonard Toes.
Leonard Toes has lost it.
Quote, on KMBC's 9 a.m. Sports Flash this morning, I heard L.A. Clipper coach Larry Brown. His voice tone and lack of inflection make Brown sound exactly like Walter, the famed Hawaiian sportscaster, who sounds like this in the morning.
Hi, sports fans. This is Walter. And in the local sports news, Doug Rader was named as the new Hawaii Islander baseball manager. He succeeds Dick Phillips, who was relieved of his duties. Phillips, he had some in and outs with this guy Clarence Philpotts, and that's the guy that they shoot fire instead of Dick Phillips. Rader, although a good baseball player, we don't know what he's going to do with Hawaii Islander baseball team. And remember, Phillips, the only way the crowd was going inside at Aloha Stadium was because Dick Phillips was a popular manager.
That is so
and,
much
you know,
crap.
He could get along with the players and the crowd. Otherwise, nobody would go to Aloha Stadium.
Headline, Los Angeles. Final update, L.A. Clippers, Fat Farm. New revelation tonight about Stanley Roberts, the Clippers' ponderous center. When the towel boys come onto the court during games and toss a towel to Stanley, there's a fat burger wrapped inside. That's the sports picture. The complete sports story right up to the moment brought to you by Budweiser, the king of beers, CompUSA, the Southern California Chevrolet dealers, and the New York Stock Exchange. Jim Healy, good night.